Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Ray Marks, great to be chatting to you this afternoon. New York Post reporting that Taliban killed women for not wearing burqa on the very same day they vowed to honor women's rights. Thought I wanted to start off with that headline. Seems like you're going to address the question, the Taliban are chatting, should we believe them?
Well, this is the question that everybody wants to know. You know, the Taliban say they are a new Taliban. You know, it's effectively Taliban 2.0. But do we trust a word that comes out of their mouths? You know, they called a press conference. We know that they want international legitimacy. You know, China has already said they're prepared to recognize the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. We know that terror groups in Syria and, of course, on our border right here, Hamas, have congratulated them, have lauded their victory over the Americans. I mean, Simon, once you're endorsed by Hamas, then, of course, you are an absolute bastion of human rights. I mean, come on. But they held their very first official news conference in Kabul. They said that, you know, they don't want any internal or external enemies. You know, they say this and literally just about an hour ago, news coming out of Kabul is that they formed a ring of steel around the airport and they are not allowing people in. There are 8 planes leaving for places like Australia, 26 people on board from NGOs warning that the Taliban is not allowing people onto those planes. Another plane bound for Germany, I think with only 7 people on, people not being allowed to get into Hamid Karzai Airport. I mean, you can be absolutely sure that Hamid Karzai Airport will be changing its name pretty soon. But harrowing scenes of women, children, they're, you know, putting their arms through the steel bars, you know, trying to get the attention of soldiers. We have heard from the U.S. soldiers that are busy with evacuation flights saying that if they do not allow people onto the evacuation flights, they will have no choice but to use force. You know, this is a catastrophe. There's a video of a girl in tears crying, the Taliban are coming for me. This is the same Taliban in their press conference that said, you know, we're going to respect the rights of women as long as they live under Sharia law. We will allow them to have an education, but only, you know, until the end of high school, effectively. Say, you know, nobody is going to harm you. Nobody is going to knock on your doors. But at the same time, we are seeing these images, as you've just said, a woman killed in the street for not wearing a burqa, the businesses belonging to women being boarded up probably indefinitely, the images of women on billboards or advertising being painted over. I mean, nothing says we respect the rights of women like rendering us absolutely invisible. We've heard from women who have been prominent in government and in society saying it's just a matter of time before the Taliban get to us. They're going to kill us. And you know, I am haunted by the words of Afghanistan's first female mayor who said that she's just going to wait with her family. She says they are going to come and they're going to kill me. You know, those words absolutely haunt me. You know, more that was said in their press conference is, you know, they're not going to interfere with any evacuations. Of course, they already have done that. We're talking about it now. You know, they want good relations with the international community. They really, really want international legitimacy. And who is going to give them international legitimacy after the way that they are conducting themselves? It's going to be very, very interesting to see. And some news coming out that there are members of the Democratic Party that are demanding an investigation into what has gone wrong with the intelligence, why did the U.S., why did Biden allow for this retreat or this pull-out to happen the way it did? Boris Johnson, the U.K. Prime Minister, addressing the House of Commons today, and attacked on both sides of the House of Commons, including Theresa May, the former Prime Minister, over a catastrophic failure. And of course, the big concern for everybody along with Israel is Afghanistan going to be a breeding ground for terrorism? And what I find astounding is sitting on social media today, I saw one prominent South African broadcaster say, you know, much of what you and I've just said, that there is the Taliban have given their press conference and they've made all these promises, but look at the situation on the ground for women, for minorities, etc. And somebody saying to him, you are a liar. They said they're going to look after women. I mean, you know, come on, guys. You know, look what is happening on the ground. And many people asking President Joe Biden and his Vice President Kamala Harris, can you look the people of Afghanistan in the eye?
And that long list of people that you referred to yesterday, the Bella Hadids and Zaha Hadids and Ilhan Omars, still nothing. The quiet is deafening.
Well, I think they have said so much more with their silence than they could ever say by releasing any kind of statement. Now, we don't need statements. I know that we've had a statement from two former royals, and they've been absolutely annihilated for virtue signaling. But they didn't comment on the Israel-Palestinian issue. We heard a lot from celebrities, from talk show hosts, from actresses trying to be relevant. I'm talking to you, Susan Sarandon, and social media warriors, you know, talking about Sheikh Jarrah and the Palestinians and people taking to the streets. You know, the same people who allowed for a convoy of cars from Bradford to go through London screaming F the Jews and rape their women. Mm. They were quiet then and they are quiet now. On what is happening.
Hear you loud and clear. You raise a really interesting second issue this afternoon as to why Israel has not responded to the rocket fired on Monday. I thought there were rules of engagement.
Well, this is quite fascinating, and it's one that is fascinating us all because we said that, you know, any balloon coming over will be met with the same response as a rocket. And now we did have a rocket come over earlier this week, and Israel has not responded. However, we have heard from the Prime Minister who has said that we will act at the time, place, and under the conditions that suit us and nobody else. And our mission is to bring long-term security to the residents of the South and the Gaza border area. So he has elaborated a little bit on this. We know that the upper echelons of security have discussed this, and they are saying that you know, they don't want to be in any kind of situation where we see an escalation. We also see you know, very delicate maneuverings. There are the Qataris trying to get funding into the Gaza Strip, the management of that funding, very, very delicate. We have Egyptian envoys in the country at the moment who have met with Bennett. They will meet with Defense Minister Gantz a little later. In fact, very, very interesting to see an invitation to visit Egypt has been extended by the Egyptians, and they are brokering and managing and monitoring this very delicate ceasefire and how we get the Qatari funding into the Gaza Strip to help the people of Gaza and not the back pockets of Hamas.
Also interesting is the fact that you say people affected by fires return home. Which ones would those be? Greek, Turkish, there's so many. Jerusalem, I don't know.
Jerusalem residents or anybody who was affected by the fires have been able to return home. What's left of their homes is another thing altogether, and it's an absolute tremendous tragedy. But, you know, our Defense Minister Benny Gantz extending his thank you to Palestinian Authority firefighters who came to help. Very moving pictures of Palestinian and Israeli firefighters, you know, sitting down together, eating their lunch, fighting these terrible blazes, which are now under control for the moment together. So for the moment, everything has been under control.
Rolene Marks, that is the end of our session this afternoon. We will do the end of the week version of the Israel Report tomorrow.
See you for the end of the week remix.